the rest of the story. Colonel James Harold stood there amid the smoldering wreckage of what ought to have been his shining moment, visibly envisioning the grave consequences of this combat mission gone seriously wrong. Jim would be court-martialed. He knew it. And when they wrote the history of the Second World War, what he had done would appear in the index under failures, or perhaps mercifully it would not be acknowledged at all. But either way, Jim would spend the rest of his life regretting this missed opportunity to do something significant. Once more, the colonel looked up the mountainside, sadly observing what remained of his B-25, a scorched section of fuselage here, a crumpled wing over there, twisted scraps sprawled over 2 acres. At least he had bailed out in time, as had his crew, so it could have been worse, Jim tried to tell himself, but not much worse. On the ground a few feet away lay part of the colonel's uniform that had stayed on board. It was tattered and singed and oil-soaked. It was the very portrait of violence and repose. The brass buttons were missing as well, doubtless the victims of some local scavenger who had beat Jim to the crash site. Suddenly, utterly dejected, the colonel sat down. He sat there on the ground near the broken wing of his once beautiful bird. Sergeant Paul Leonard, Jim's engineer gunner, walked over to him, and Paul said, "What do you think will happen when you go home, Colonel?" And Jim's answer, "Well, I guess they'll send me to Leavenworth." Both men were quiet for a moment. Paul tried to say something comforting, and yet overwhelmed with the emotion of what had happened and what was surely about to happen, the colonel buried his face in his hands and cried. Jim's first combat mission, 16 American bombers involved. And even though most of the men had made it through, all 16 aircraft had been lost. Some of the survivors had been captured by the enemy. Jim could not bear to imagine what was happening to them now. He had failed, he kept saying under his breath. He had failed. He had failed his men. He had failed his country. He had failed himself. Whatever awaited him stateside now, the colonel pondered, he deserved it. And indeed, Jim deserved everything he got, which was first a hero's welcome, and then a promotion to Brigadier General, and then the Congressional Medal of Honor, and finally the gratitude, respect, and admiration of his countrymen forever after. It has been exactly 50 years since the air raid Colonel Jim at first believed he had botched, which goes to show that we're sometimes least competent to judge our own endeavors. For before those valiant American airmen had bailed out over China, they managed first to pay back Japan for Pearl Harbor. And that was good enough for the rest of us. For half a century now, in innumerable books and thrilling movies, the bombing of Tokyo by Colonel James Harold Jimmy Doolittle and his men has been retold gloriously. Now I hope you'll never forget the premature regret, the tears that once fell on a Chinese mountainside, now that you know the rest of the story.